Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery, and our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to one-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from one-stop-health-shop.com.
These light.
Good morning, world. It's a brand new day.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Oh, say good morning.
Good morning.
Rainbows are shining.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Good morning.
Guten Morgen.
Good morning to you.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Oh, five, okay. So.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Some of you have been asking, what has happened to Ron Paul? Where's Ron Paul? Where are the Ron Paul updates on the Robert Scott Bell Show? Well, we've definitely not forgotten him here. You know, I was at the Raleigh rally for Ron Paul was up at Nullify Now, Philadelphia. We're still doing our thing, and Ron Paul's still gathering delegates all across the land. And the old media is trying to ignore him because they know if you pay attention to the old media, then you'll say, oh, it's not working. It's not going to, it'll never happen. Freedom can never be restored. Well, yes, it can. And it lives here on the Robert Scott Bell Show every day. In fact, welcome, my friends. Good morning, wherever you are. Good afternoon, if you're in the afternoon time zones. Good evening, if you're around the world. We're glad you're here. RobertScottBell.com. Lots of cool stuff. It's like the farm edition today. I've got a couple of farmers coming on the show today. I'll tell you about them momentarily. But I did want to get right to the Ron Paul update because, indeed, he's going nowhere but up. He's winning. In fact, he's already won. There is no way you can put the freedom genie back in the bottle thanks to Congressman and Dr. Ron Paul. And this was a question that came up on the Neil Cavuto show on Fox News. Ron Paul was on Fox News just yesterday, and he's, you know, asking him, at least Cavuto goes, I know you're not going to drop out, but, you know, hey, what's the point here? What do you want people to learn, et cetera? So let's go ahead and have a Ron Paul update to kick off the show in high freedom gear.
It's a given that you're going to have a big role at the convention. I think Mitt Romney has told me that himself. But beyond that, what would you want?
Well, what I want is to live in a free country, and I believe we're going in the wrong direction. I think we do more harm to ourselves than any threat from any outside force. We undermine our civil liberties. We're bankrupting our country. Our financial situation is much worse than the people really understand, and we fight wars that we shouldn't be fighting. So this is what I want to change, and we're getting the support, especially from the young people, and they don't like what they're getting, and I think we're in the midst of a real serious intellectual revolution in this country, and not only because people are changing their mind, but the system we have is failing. I think more and more people are realizing that the foreign policy is a failure, monetary policy is failing, the Federal Reserve is failing, and this debt crisis is a symptom of a total failure.
Well, you know, I'm not blowing you smoke, Congressman, but I've covered you for many years now. You're as honest as the day is long, and it's pressing on these economic developments as anyone I know, long before anyone else. So you do have a role to play, big role. Congressman, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I love the first thing he said in response. This is toward the end of the interview. I want to live in a free country. God bless you, Ron Paul, just right to the heart of it. You know, what kind of role are you going to play? What do you want to do? I want to live in a free country. Come on now. Who doesn't want to live? I know a lot of people that want to be taken care of by government, need medical care, not realizing that, in fact, that they need nutritional care. But the abandonment of liberty, that's been his message. Restore the republic. I want to live in a free country. And Neil Cavuto, very polite to Congressman Paul over the years I've seen him interact for the most part, but he's still a Fox News stooge. If you say the truth on Fox News, you will get fired. Basically, they took Judge Andrew Napolitano almost, well, as he lost his show because he came out basically and endorsed Ron Paul in a message of liberty. Cavuto won't go that far, but he said, you will play a great role. And I loved it at the end. Did you hear that? You are honest as the day is long. And do you wonder why there are 6,200 kids, basically, young people in Chico, California? Why there's going to be huge crowds everywhere he goes right through the election and beyond? This is something that is transforming the terrain for freedom again here in America. And his message has been one that why should we wait for an absolute disaster, an absolute collapse? But we recognize, as I do as a homeopath, as a healer, whatever, that we often have to get the intense disease before we're willing to make the changes. Even though there were people that may have warned you, hey, if you don't eat a little bit different, if you don't stop some of that smoking and heavy drinking, you know, there could be some kind of problem down the road. You might say, I don't need it. I'm fine. I feel fine. And so you may have to wait for a collapse. And then suddenly you go, well, yeah, that dude was right. Do you want to wait until the collapse? You don't have to. And I guess that's the freedom we're being given. I mean, that's the whole concept of free will, is it not? You have the freedom to reject the wisdom. You have the freedom to reject, well, the old stories about how the flood came and you were on the roof and you got stuck and somebody came by with a rowboat. Somebody came by with a bigger motorboat. Then somebody came by with a helicopter to save you. And, you know, each time you said, no, thank you very much, but I'm waiting for God to save me. You go back, you die, you don't make it. You go to the pearly gates and God says to you, as you're crying out in despair, God, why don't you save me? He's looking at, I sent a rowboat, a motorboat, and a helicopter. What more do you want? You know, and Ron Paul, he's not exasperated. He just continues with the message, the patience of a saint, a man that is incorruptible, honest as the day is long. You think we'd listen to him? You think, huh? You think? Well, those of you still have an opportunity to go out and support him, California and other areas, North Carolina coming up. Please do your level best to raise awareness for, not to worship the man. We don't do that. We basically respect him or anybody who lives a life according to principle. And here's a guy who's inspiring millions around the world back to the principles of individual liberty. So, salute you, Ron Paul. We almost had Ron on the program yesterday. I didn't tell you that, but we're still working on it. So it's very hard to manage the schedule that he's on with the campaign, but we're still working on it. So that'll be a surprise one day. Anyway, let's see what else came in. Oh, yeah, on the Facebook, all my Facebook buddies. Heather Woods posted something on my Facebook page last night. And I remember when I interviewed her last week at Nullify Now, she was talking about the awakening as a mom to better nutrition and diet and changing from drugs to herbs. And so, you know, it was cool. It was really cool. So Heather puts on the thing. And by the way, I was able to, on the Jerry Doyle show, I actually mentioned Tom and Heather Woods in my discussion with Jerry Doyle earlier in the week. And I think I forgot to put that in the notes yesterday. So look for the YouTube if you haven't seen it. Robert Scott Bell on the Jerry Doyle show. That's a very cool interview. We covered a lot of ground in 15 minutes. So check that out. So anyway, Heather Woods posts on my Facebook page just yesterday about a kitchen accident. Here she writes, Heather Woods, RSB, I burned my hand last night on some very hot oil. The cold water did little to soothe it, so I used the Sovereign Silver Gel, and after about 2 hours, the sting went away and not even a mark today. Thank you. Well, don't thank me. Thanks, Sovereign Silver. Thanks, Silver. Thank the Creator for giving us silver, and for now, the humans that have figured out how to utilize it appropriately. Because as I've said so many times, silver downregulates inflammation and upregulates creation of new healthy tissue, so that even things that would normally scar will not scar if you get the silver there as quickly as possible. No more Neosporin for this kid. And any of you out there, I will find you. I will hunt you down. No, I wouldn't do that. I'm just teasing. But anybody that's still using petrochemical first aid, come on, get with it. It's the 21st century. It's time to go back to the future. It's time to utilize silver in all of its glory and shiny glory in a form that is as a hydrosol. You can utilize it internally, etc. The gel, homeopathic argentum metallicum, also added to it to give it that homeopathic bent as well. And look at that. It's doing wonders. And Super Don's been using it for years too. On cold sores and burns, he's done it. His kids, I've got my kids using it. So there you go. And you can also get that, let's see, 888-328-8840 if you have questions for those folks. 888-328-8840. Also, a lot of the great stuff we talk about here on the air at robertscottbell.com linked up. You'll see the banners like to Immune Tree Colostrum for all your immune needs, even regenerative needs. Also, choosetobehealthy.com, Enterfood, Chintrition, lots of cool stuff. Please say thank you to the sponsors. They make all of this possible. Listen, I've gone a little long here. I'm going to take a break. We're going to come back. Ah, we're going to the farm. Eric Herm, son of a farmer. Oh, my gosh. Good stuff. What are you going to do? Stick around. Lots of great healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man, based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger, Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight, organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
If we're going to rally as a nation back to some level of greatness, and I don't mean ego greatness, I mean simply health, vitality, the ability to lead others by teaching them by example, it's going to be because we go back into the farms. We learn how to grow. We learn how to learn from the soil, in fact, and appreciate that which grows there. Right now on the farm special here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we have the son of a farmer, child of the earth. His name is Eric Herm, new book out there, A Path to Agricultural's Higher Consciousness. I am partway through it. It is excellent, highly recommended. And I want to welcome Eric Herm to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Eric, I appreciate it. And I appreciate you especially putting your journey in a book form like this. It's not that you knew all of these things about the earth and the land in such a way that you have come to know. I guess to set the stage for us, what is it that transitioned you into what you do today?
Well, I grew up on the farm and was one of those kids that, as I got older, I wanted nothing to do with the farm.
Right.
And was very much adventurous in my younger days and got out and did a lot of traveling and saw different parts of the world, different cultures, and had a lot of different jobs through the years, through my 20s, and slowly migrated my way back to West Texas and wanted to come out back to the farm and help my dad for a year or two, or so I thought. And when I got back to the farm, it was just grabbed hold of me. It was a connection I wasn't quite expecting, but I fully embraced it and have ever since for the last 8 years. And I'm glad it's a move I made.
Well, your transition to organic agriculture was really interesting in the early parts of the book, where you talked about you thought it was normal, for instance, to apply pesticides, pelletized fertilizers, and such, and that was kind of the norm, etc. And then you had some sort of a realization, awakening in the process of witnessing this.
Yeah, I grew up on, you know, with chemicals. We'd always use chemicals growing up on the farm. It was just no big deal. But as I got older, I was very much more of a naturalist and didn't use chemicals anywhere near my home or in my home or in the garden. And So I began to seek out ways to have a healthier relationship, not just with the earth, but with my farming practices, and found out it was doable, found other farmers that had been doing it for 20 years in West Texas, and while they may represent less than 1% of cotton farmers across the country, I wanted to be one of those people that were making that revolution, because I think this is a revolution we're witnessing in this country right now, not just with agriculture, but with our food system in general. And I wanted to be somebody who was going to help return it back to a healthier, more sustainable practice.
So when I say going back to the earth, understanding the nature of nature herself is really the only way we're going to salvage this place, am I exaggerating, or do you have that strong of a feeling as well?
No, I share those sentiments exactly. I think we've, over the last 50 years, we've slowly but surely gotten away from a lot of the simplicities of life, and that boils down to the fact that most people don't know how to grow their own food anymore. You know, back 50, 60 years ago, everybody was either grew up on a farm, or at least their parents grew up on a farm, and you can't say that anymore. I mean, farmers, we represent about 1% of the population. There's more prisoners than farmers in this country now. And so we've segregated ourselves from nature, but also in agriculture, we've kind of done it the same way, because we've become more an extension of our machinery and tractors and the chemical companies than we have the earth.
Yeah, there's a huge story out of India where the highest suicide rate ever recorded in history that we know of is happening there due to the, and this is happening among farmers in India because of the control of the seeds of the Monsantos, the genetic modifications, the pesticides and such, the failures there. And it is a tragedy beyond tragedies among many that I've covered on this show. But as it relates to farming, this is, I don't know if you're aware of this, but when you talk about big multinational corporations, agribusiness, and their control of the seeds and the soils and everything else, patenting these things, this is something that is more terrifying to me than any standing army.
I think it's the number one most critical issue we're faced with right now in this country, and most Americans aren't even aware of it. You look at the fact that there's more than 165 million acres of genetically modified crops grown in the U.S. right now. You're talking about 90% of corn, cotton, canola, soybeans, and sugar beets, and there's other crops as well, and we don't know exactly the percentages on those, but it's completely not regulated. It's the foxes guarding the hen house, and companies like Monsanto are running rampant and have dominated the seed supply in this country and continue to do so. And you're just now starting to see some states. I believe there's 18 states now that are in the process or have started legislation to at least get some labeling or boycott GMOs. Over 50 countries have that across the globe, but we have neither right now in the United States.
Yeah, there's a big effort on just to get labeling mandated in California, of all places, where you think the crunchy granola sweet-eating crowd would be all over this, but the lobbyists are so powerful there because the centralized bureaucracy, even a state like California, which has an economy larger than many nations on the planet, they're really controlling a lot of what goes on there, even in an area where people seem to be, or in history have been recently, more health conscious than some other areas of the country. And yet they're not yet succeeding, although the fight is certainly not over. But in many ways, we seemingly in America, who have led the world in so many things, are unfortunately through technology, through the embracing of, let's say, technology without consciousness, without soul, we are setting the stage for a dramatic destruction of the food supply.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think we've put so many eggs in the technology basket that we've become extremely arrogant and borderline ignorant to a lot of the issues and the problems that we're causing in nature, because these problems that you're looking at with the genetically modified crops, poison can't cure cancer. Poison is not our cure-all. In nature, in life, in food. And here we are continuing to spread more Roundup and more genetically modified seed. And these are seeds that have a pesticide gene, a herbicide gene, and antibodies injected into them. And that's what we're eating by the spoonful in this country. Pretty much 8 out of 10 bites of your common diet. And you look at the animals that are being fed primarily a genetically modified diet. If you're a carnivore, beef, chicken, you know, it doesn't matter what it is, the animal, they're getting fed this stuff.
Yeah, we're talking with Eric Herm. He's the author of Son of a Farmer, Child of the Earth, A Path to Agriculture's Higher Consciousness. SonOfAFarmer.com is the website. We've got it linked up at RobertScoutBell.com. It examines the strain that commercial agriculture imposes on our natural resources and on the farmer. Being a fourth-generation farmer, as you said, you grew up in it, you abandoned it, sort of, you went back into it, and now you've gone back into it with such a different state of consciousness. I'm just wondering, you know, what impacted you most? What was that pivotal transition point to help you see through the way modern farming went into this technological agriculture, GMO kind of concept versus going back to the soil, understanding organic concepts in growing that have been going on for thousands of years?
I started studying insects, and that's what really propelled me down the path faster, because I was trying to find out why we were having more insect issues than ever, despite the use of pesticides, and let alone the fact we were having more weed issues and we're using more herbicides than ever. So it was quite apparent to me in the first year or two back on the farm that those poisons were not curing the problem. In fact, they were contributing to it. Because we're putting more toxins into the soil, you're seeing things like weeds, which are soil correctors, run rampant. Or you're looking at issues now, like with the widespread use of genetically modified crops, superweeds, which have become resistant to glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in Roundup, and insects, which will mutate and change their DNA to become resistant to the pesticide gene in them as well. And by studying nature, I was realizing what nature was telling us. You know, there are alternatives. There are healthy, organic alternatives to these poisons. And then just reading the bag of seed, because we actually planted Roundup Ready cotton when I first moved back in 05 and 06, and reading all the warning labels on that bag of seed, it read like a herbicide or a pesticide chemical.
Mm.
And so I started doing the research and realized what I was doing, and realized that I was trying to save fuel and labor, but I was planting a poisonous seed and jeopardizing all walks of life, from wildlife to pollinating insects to myself, the soil, and just made a conscious decision to never plant those seeds again.
Have you been able to go out and, let's say, communicate to other farmers that are out there about these revelations, so to speak? Because so many of them have been hooked up, locked down, programmed, yet many of them may want to get out. They feel trapped and unable to do so. Are you making a bridge to help others to see what you've seen and make the leap back to sanity?
I'm trying. It's tough in a lot of areas because, guys, it's an easier way to farm, bottom line. You spray with these big spray booms, boom, it's faster, it's easier. But now, like, one guy that I've known him my whole life, he switched this year because he's no longer able to kill his weeds anymore with the Roundup. I think, unfortunately, until most farmers start to see it hurting them in that way to such a degree, they're not going to make that transition because they changed their infrastructure to go this route. And I try to appeal to farmers on all levels. It's not just environmentally issues you're going to reach farmers on. You have to apply the economics, the long-term effects this mm-hmm. is having, because this is lowering your energy in your soil over time because you're just flooding it with toxins. And studies show that, you know, the soil is getting weaker with the widespread use of Roundup, and Roundup basically blocks minerals uptake into a plant. That's its job. It's a unique herbicide. And so if you look over a long period of time, you're actually going to lose money because your yield's not going to be as high, because your soil's not going to be as healthy and your plants aren't going to be as healthy.
Well, and that, of course, as we go back to the history of these so-called synthetic fertilizers post-World War I and II in particular, when the nitrogen fertilizers became the thing to do because there was not as much bomb-making going on, they altered the terrain or the balance in the soil in such a way that the plants that grew there now were suddenly, they looked the same, but they were sick. And guess what nature does when something is not well? It either devours it or nurses it back to health. And in the guise of our own bodies, we might be overcome with microbial life forms that we call pathogens. In the guise of crops out there, we might call them pest infestation that we then poison, just like we poison cancer with chemotherapy. And as you said so well, Eric, you can't cure cancer with poison, because cancer is a disease of poison. So this is a real big dilemma for the farmers on planet Earth. As I mentioned, the suicide rate in India, which is horrific. We're seeing the collapse of the farms, if not outright, then the forceful attempts to do so by the heavy hand of government regulation, which is weighted against the small family farmer, the small family rancher, in favor of the multinational companies and the big agribusiness that are dominating right now. And of course, if there is a food collapse, that is where we'll be very, very sorry that we did not go back to the farm, as Eric is instructing here in his book, Son of a Farmer, Child of the Earth, to stave off a famine of proportions that might be considered biblical. When we come back, Eric, can you stick around another segment?
Absolutely.
What a great guy. Eric Herms hanging out here at the Robert Scott Bell Show special farm episode. To get back to the basics here, which we encourage you all to do, check it out. All the links are up at robertscottbell.com, including the link to Eric's book. We'll be right back with more powerful healing after this. Say thanks to our sponsors.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth!
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive, it's alive, it's alive!
The masked man who outsmarted you on your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
We should all be children of the earth, so to speak, and sons of farmers, or daughters for that matter, and get back out into the field if you haven't done so with your kids. We're going to talk about how you can do that, at least in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, next hour. as I've got a great guest, a local farmer that'll be joining me talking about this Chelsea Mirando from Mirando Farms. And we've got a big Earth Day event coming up that I'll be speaking at there as well. But right now we're talking with Eric Herm, Son of a Farmer, Child of the Earth, a great new book that I encourage everybody to pick up. I've got the links up at robertscottbell.com. Trying to restore sanity here, Eric. And you got to say, when you wake up and see what we've been doing, not only to the planet, but to ourselves, because the planet has amazing resilience, and we'll destroy ourselves long before we destroy the planet, and the planet will find a way to heal and be done with us. We really depend upon it. And the idea of poisoning it, as I've said with environmentalists, when they went on the bandwagon of global warming, I said, you guys have blown it. You should have been talking about global toxicology, and then who could have argued against you? But instead, they were going for some economic control of the environment, supra-regulation, still promoting and foisting multinational corps into that position, as opposed to restoring the integrity on the local level, which is the only way it's ever going to be restored.
Yeah, and the main problem you run into in agriculture is that this is decades of brainstaining by these chemical companies who were war companies, because this, you can track these companies back to World War I, companies like Monsanto and Dow Chemical. They were war companies. They made stuff that made bombs. And when the war was over, they had a bunch of product, and so they flooded agriculture with it and sold it to the farmers. And they contributed. They know exactly what they've done, because they contributed a recipe that requires us to buy a whole lot more of their product. So we're buying a lot of junk that we don't even need, stuff like the NPK fertilizers. It's creating more insect issues.
Yes.
Moths love ammonia. These are ammonia-based fertilizers. You look at pesticides. They're not working. Insects become resistant to it. You can use something like molasses and do the same thing to bollworms, which we have issues with, or tomato hornworms or corn earworms. They don't have a pancreas. They can't digest sugars. Things like that we need to be educating ourselves about in agriculture, instead of listening to these chemical companies. They're only going to take more money, because farmers are spending probably 70 to 80% of their operating expenses, and it's going straight to the seed and straight to the chemical.
Yeah, exactly. And because of that, the imbalance continues until we get so sick, much like I talk about the human or animal body. Each time we rely upon a drug, they have to use more of that drug until that drug no longer works, and then they go to a stronger one, and eventually it destroys us. And so when I see the agricultural industrial complex, the medical industrial complex, I don't see a whole lot of difference in their behavior. They all have a warfare model of looking at the world.
Absolutely. We're basically bombing our fields with their latest and greatest poison. And you're right about the fact that they're coming up with new things, because the fact that Roundup is no longer working in fields where they've used it for X number of years, well, now they're promoting, working on basically a DDT form of seeds now that they're going to be able, you can go out there and spray this more potent herbicide. So that's exactly the pattern that we're falling into and what we're seeing.
So our way out, you know, it is, to me, reaching out to the next generation, bringing them back to the farm. I think we're going to be forced to do it with a food collapse, a devastating event in our near future. Whether it's orchestrated or accidental, it almost matters not. The question is, will we embrace going back to nature, going back to the farm, even on a local scale? I've been encouraging people to literally plant backyard gardens, front yard gardens, side yard gardens, window gardens, whatever. Start now, not when you're in a disastrous state of hunger.
Yeah, I really think with the young people that you're seeing now in their early 20s, I think this is a unique opportunity for people to learn these life skills, because you don't grow up with this stuff anymore. And it's an opportunity to even really travel and see the world. You can do what they call woofing it. You can get on the internet and find different farms all across the world that will have interns, and some of them will even pay you money. You know, it's a free place to stay and see different parts of the world and different types of agriculture and different cultures. And get out there and learn how to take seed and take it to harvest, you know, where it becomes food for you and your family. And I was part of a deal down in Austin this past fall of more than 50 young people who wanted to be farmers, want to learn. And there's information out there now. I mean, I talk about it, my new book, Surviving Ourselves, which will be out next month. Talk about the new generation of farmers that we need in this country. If we don't have enough farmers right now, and when the baby boomers retire, the average American farmer is 62. We need more farmers in this country, and that's something nobody's talking about.
Well, I'm glad you are, and this is a great new book. I'm just hearing about it now, Surviving Ourselves, and I definitely want you back on for that the moment that comes out, because this is as important as anything we can do to get the message out, how critically necessary this is to transition. Much like I see in what they call the Ron Paul Revolution, the young people are waking up to the body politic and wanting to heal it and bring liberty back into it. We also need to wake back up into the body agriculture, so to speak, and recognize that that's where our sustenance comes from. As long as we're designed to eat food, we better darn care for our soils, or else that which grows there will not be able to sustain our healthy lives.
Yeah, we are what we eat, but it's even cooler when you are what you grow.
Mm. I love that. Now, what can you said woofing it. I've covered that before. Do you have any recommended websites for people that want to actually, you know, unplug, go on to these organic farms, at the very least have a place to live and eat and then grow and learn? You know, as you said, maybe they can even get a job. But the point is, I think more of this is going to happen as what is really valuable becomes valuable again versus what has been artificially vaulted as valuable in this artificial economy.
Yeah, the woofing it, it's W-O-O-F, and Google that because I don't have their exact website. But a really cool website is thegreenhorns.net. That's a nonprofit organization that is set up to help young people who are interested in getting started farming. They do some really cool stuff all across the country.
TheGreenhorns.net. Excellent. And, of course, you are out here with this book. Do you have any lectures scheduled around the country, appearances or anything?
I just kind of finished this last winter and getting stuff scheduled for the fall and next winter. And hopefully, once the new book does come out, I'll have some stuff set up. But it won't be till the fall because I'm so busy here on the farm in the summertime.
Yeah, well, I'm glad we got you out there before it gets full bore. The work that you do in West Texas, do you have family members that are joining you, friends, or how are you getting the help you need as a farmer?
Yeah, I still farm with my dad. My granddad's still alive, so I've got, you know, about 80 years worth of experience to lean on with those two guys. And I've got two little boys, but I'm teaching them as much as I can, and I got a lot more family around here, and you know, this is where my roots are, so I'm just having fun and learning and continuing to grow and evolve as a person and a farmer and trying to take as much as I can in every season and learn as much as I can.
Well, beautiful that you have the transition of the generations there to support you. How has the transition for your elders been as you have rediscovered something more akin to the organic agriculture of old?
I think sometimes my dad would like to choke my neck because I've really pushed the boundaries and pushed the envelope with him and made him uncomfortable in a lot of areas, you know, taking him places he never thought he would go in his 60s. But he's definitely seen some healthy results and saved him lots of money since we no longer support the pesticide companies anymore. He's pretty pumped that we don't spend all that money on pesticides and the fact that we no longer use commercial fertilizers. And I've got 250 acres in the organic transition. I'm constantly just trying to learn more and ask these older organic guys who've been doing it for a couple of decades and pick their brains. And to me, that's why I love farming, because it's such a great parallel to life in general, because you can never know enough and you can always grow with it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm encouraged to hear that you're able to get through to your dad. I'm wondering if Grandpa remembers a time when it was simpler and not as much Monsanto involvement.
Yeah, he absolutely does, and it's funny because he and I will agree on a lot more things than probably my dad and I will, because he does remember how it was done. You know, he remembers plowing with a horse. So, you know, he's seen a lot more changes in agriculture than probably any of the rest of us ever will. And, you know, back when they had to rotate their crops because there was no other way, whereas now we're one-trick ponies, depending on one cotton crop after another. And, you know, he sees how the land's changed because of that. We've got major soil degradation issues in West Texas.
Yes.
And a lot of that boils down to the fact that we just keep planting cotton over and over.
Yeah, the monocrop kind of concept, and it does deplete the soils. There's no rehabilitation. The farmers of old understood you needed to rotate through because one crop would replenish nitrogen, you know, without all of the artificiality of the way they do it with these pellets that cause the imbalance of the soil and all these chemicals that destroy, for instance, earthworms that are really critical, as far as my knowledge of it, to break down some of the soil to ever smaller segments so that they one day become bioavailable for the plants that would grow there.
Yeah, we need to do a better job of imitating nature because nature is diverse. Nature has lots of things going on in a very small space, and we've been very militant in our training ourselves to think one plant has to grow for hundreds and hundreds of acres. That's not the way nature works. It likes rich landscape. It likes a diverse landscape, and so we need to encourage more life and more vitality by adhering to that rule.
Well, I'm really, really excited to connect with you here, and I would hope that we can connect again. I know how busy you are out in the fields, but we're going to be doing some more here on the Robert Scott Bell Show of encouraging people to connect, reconnect to the farming community, become farmers themselves, ranchers, whatever it takes, on a small scale, participate with the woofing movement. As you said, we've got the links up, including to the greenhorns.net at robertscottbell.com today. Any other messages as you've been out and about, you know, trying to spread the word, not only to get the book out, of course, we would like to see people pick that up, but any particular things that are striking a chord more than others as you're outreaching?
Yeah, don't be scared to get started in growing your own food. I think a lot of people are intimidated by the experience. If there's something that you really like to eat and you enjoy, start growing it. Start with that one or two or three plants or types of food that you really think that would do well in your climate, wherever it is you live, and get started with that. And I encourage you, you know, don't get frustrated, because you will have failures, you will have successes, you will have things be like, what was that? What just happened? But that's life. And just roll with the punches and keep striving forward with it, because you never know what you're going to learn when you plant some seed in the ground.
Well, there's great wisdom there. My mentor in homeopathy became an organic farmer. Really understood the soil and nature. That's why I got rooted in such principles in healing as well. And I remember the great movie with Peter Sellers and Shirley MacLaine called Being There. Did you ever see that one?
Yeah, a long, long time ago. I need to see it again.
Yeah, the lead character Peter Sellers played was a functional idiot, and I don't mean it just as it was truly defined. He was not of high intelligence, but yet he was a gardener, and he spoke the wisdom of the soil, and that was enough, and they thought he was an absolute genius. And in reality, that's where the genius is, back in the soil, back in the natural world. And Eric, the wisdom that you share in your book, I mean, it's filled with spirit. I really love it, and I can't wait to talk to you again and get the book out. It's Son of a Farmer, Child of the Earth, A Path to Agriculture's Higher Consciousness, probably available all through Amazon, etc., and of course at sonofafarmer.com. Eric, thank you so much for all the good work you're doing.
Thanks so much for having me, and really enjoyed the conversation. This was a blast.
Oh, absolutely. We look forward to having you back on. When we come back, an update on antibiotics. Yes, the napalm for your gastrointestinal system may also cause you to have a detached retina. Yeah, listen to this after this break. Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at EnterFood.com. Like me, the folks at EnterFood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, EnterFood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. EnterFood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. EnterFood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight, organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. EnterFood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at EnterFood.com. That's EnterFood.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco-Benefit in New York City and live-streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed, natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So how much more napalm do you need before, well, your eyes just pop out of your head or your retina detaches? That is the story right now as we wrap up this hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Looks like ciprofloxacin, these fluoroquinolones, you know, cipro, levoquin, that kind of antibiotic, been a long link to guess what? Connective tissue disorders, ripping the connective tissue integrity apart. If you're prone to tendon problems, inflammation, arthritis, and you happen to take Cipro, you might not only rupture a tendon, but you might rupture your eyeball's retina. That's right. Detached retinas now being linked to the fluoroquinolone antibiotics. Now, I have told you time and time again that you don't need to resort to them. But if you do, I'm not calling for their ban. But the way they are still dispensed like candy, not just for humans, but for animals as well, has led to this disaster where we are destroying not only the gut ecology, but the connective tissue integrity. Is there any wonder why I focal point so heavily on gastrointestinal regeneration? Because even if you don't take Cipro, you can name the antibiotic, you are going to do damage to the gut. As I said, throw napalm in your gut just because you want to get rid of some bad guys. And of course, some bad guys may be gotten rid of until they adapt and then they eat your napalm for lunch. But in the meantime, the good guys are gone and the lining of your intestine is wiped out, much like the little forest that you had with the villi that stick out, that know what to do. And you wipe it out and turn your forest into a desert. And now the fluoroquinolones, in addition to doing that, being linked to detached retinas. Meyer Edelman, the study's lead author, noting past studies linking fluoroquinolones with damage to the Achilles and shoulder tendon, says, "We know that these drugs are toxic to connective tissue and cartilage." You tell me, if echinacea, which boosts the immune system, were linked to connective tissue disorders, were linked to Achilles tendon and shoulder tendon ruptures, would they allow you to sell echinacea tomorrow? No, they would ban it. They'd go back in time and ban it. They would invent a time machine so Dick Durbin and Henry Waxman could travel back in time to ban echinacea, the purple coneflower. Screw the Native Americans and all the American people that want to utilize herbs. If we pretend that it's linked to something like antibiotics and FDA-approved prescription drugs are linked to, which are okay, by the way. If you have FDA approval to rupture a tendon, no problem. But if it's an herb, can't happen, even though it doesn't. In this study, they wanted to see whether the damage could also translate in the eye because there's lots of connective tissue in the eye. Well, there's your moment of duh. Retinal detachment, which starts with the appearance of lines, dots, or floaters across the eye, can cause permanent blindness in some cases, if not surgically treated within a few days. So you just keep on taking those antibiotics and pretend they don't have or create any collateral damage. And I might see you, but you might not see me if you are doing the ciprofloxacin or any of the fluoroquinolones. Retinal detachment, again, very serious. And I'm not here to argue against the fact that they might need to surgically repair it. But the point is acknowledging the cause of it, quite different, connective tissue disorders. Now, if there's one thing you've learned from the Robert Scott Bell Show over the years, is that we tend to focus point on the lack of certain nutrients and how it relates to, if you want to say diseases, if you want to say ailments, if you want to say injuries, however you want to call it. And in the case of the Cipro relationship to retinal detachment, we have got to desperately shore up the connective tissue. So if any of you out there are on the fluoroquinolones or have been on, we need to really look to getting nutrition into your body that will shore up that connective tissue. Which one is it? Which mineral of all minerals the most important? In my opinion, in my experience, yes, it comes back to no, not Cipro. No, that Cipro is not vitamin C. Who said that? No, it's of course silica. Silica it is. I mean, I guess it sort of sounds like Cipro. Silica. No, it's not Cipro. It's silica. Silicon, we look to concentrate the tea that is made from the horsetail extract, if you will, the tea that you can get a lot more in. And I would be pumping up 5,000 milligrams a day, at least, of this form of a food state of the, not Cipro, because that's not food, but silicon or silica. That's the Alta Health products that I use, and I get it from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. And he can be reached at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. And I know you know somebody that's been on Cipro. Unfortunately, it's been so commonly prescribed. Remember when the anthrax scare happened after 9/11? Everybody was running to get Cipro, prophylactic Cipro. Of course, it increased surgeries for all the ruptured tendons that were occurring because of prophylactic use of Cipro without any real legitimate, let's say, evidence that there was an anthrax explosion post 9/11. But of course, all of these false flag terror events to frighten you into saying, oh my gosh, we need to give up all our rights to what was then to become the Department of Homeland Security and the gropers that we talked about yesterday on the program from the TSA. So yes, you want an antibiotic if you need it. Do you need it in 99% of the times that the doctors prescribe it? No, but they are not trained to know there are other things that you can utilize. Just like Heather Woods, who I mentioned in the opening segment, sending me a message. Hey, I had a burn. I put on the silver, the gel, the Sovereign Silver Gel, and no burn. It's gone. No scarring. No sign that I ever had it. There are substances in the natural world that can help us to overcome. Like yesterday, we had the call on the superbugs, right? I talked about Allicin stabilized garlic. I mean, there's so many more things I can talk about. Look, I only have 2 hours a day. Less than that with our commercial breaks, which we have to keep going here, which all I would ask of you is that you would kindly thank those who are kind enough to support this message of health, freedom, and liberty here on the Robert Scott Bell Show by patronizing. Don't be patronizing with me. Isn't there a good thing to patronage where you're actually like you become a customer? Hey, I want to, Jonathan, give me some probiotics. I was on Cipro. I need to get some Dr. O'Hara's into my gut as well as the increased silicon to restore integrity of the connective tissue. And of course, with the damage done to the connective tissue and we replenish the nutrients, we've also got to reduce the inflammation, the inflammatory cascades in the epithelial lining of the gastrointestinal tract. How do we do that? Here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we'll take a tablespoon or two or a half an ounce or an ounce even of Sovereign Silver with aloe vera juice, and we'll drive it into the gut and watch what silver does, just like Heather Woods talked about. Watch what it does to epithelial tissue. It's a wonderful thing. And then you have your probiotics, Dr. O'Hara's, whatever you use. You have that to replenish at night to restore integrity to the gut and more. Hey, listen, next hour we got some more farming updates. A big event coming up, I believe, April 21st in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You want to meet little old me, RSB, the humble homeopath? I plan to be out there at the Earth Day event at Mirando Farms in Fort Lauderdale. We'll talk to Chelsea Mirando next hour. We'll also have a brief update, a big announcement from Josh and Anna Scurry about the Alive
Foundation's award ceremony. A special award is going to be given to someone very deserving of it. And a very heartwarming, touching thing that they're doing. We'll get to that as well. Remember, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355 is the number if you'd like to be part of the show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'll get back to you. All the show notes up at robertscottbell.com. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing the message of health, freedom, and liberty. Because you get it. You understand. What's that, Robert? You understand that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery, and our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to one-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from one-stop-health-shop.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
risk of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda.
the voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Coming up this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, back to the farm with Chelsea Mirando. Big event coming up, Earth Day, April 21st, I believe it will be. And I will be there in Fort Lauderdale. We'll get you that update. Also, a brief update from Josh and Anna Scurry from the Alive Foundation with a new announcement of who they're going to honor at that event. It's going to be cool. Five herbs for depression. Also, at least five tests that modern medicine is going, well, we failed there. I don't think we should do that anymore. Wow, some cool stuff coming up. Hey, this is why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is why you read Natural News, because you're years ahead of the old media. That which is considered mainstream is toxic, polluted, and way behind the times, as are many of the medical journals that the doctors are still reading and referencing. Could be 10, 20, 30 years back behind. We're already well ahead into the future. What do you mean, Robert? How do you mean? What are you talking about? You're in the future. Well, look at this story the Health Ranger put out yesterday on Natural News. Vaccine failure admitted, whooping cough outbreaks higher among children already vaccinated. Now, those of you who read Natural News, those of you who listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, it's not even news to you, is it? You know, we've been talking about it here for years that the vaccines don't prevent disease, and in many cases, they actually bring on the disease that they are claiming to be able to prevent. And that is true of many in holistic medicine have acknowledged that, like measles vaccine causing measles, flu shots increasing susceptibility to the flu. But now new research reported by Reuters reveals that the whooping cough outbreaks are higher among vaccinated children. What have I been saying? Exactly that. Now, this is based on the study led by Dr. David Witten, infectious disease specialist at the Kaiser Permanente Medical Center in San Rafael, California. This also comes on the heels of more revelations about the whole vaccine paradigm relying upon the artificial stimulation of antibodies. You know, that somehow if you have an antibody to whooping cough, you're not going to get whooping cough. Well, that's nonsense. Somehow if you have antibodies to measles, you're definitely not going to get the measles. No, that's nonsense too. Any more that you're not going to get the flu once you have antibodies for the strain that they say is coming around this season. No, that is not true at all. All of those things have been lies, fabrications, falsehoods, an illusion, a mass hypnosis to convince you that injecting strange foreign items, DNA, RNA, heavy metals, antibiotics, stimulants, hyperimmune triggers, that somehow that will make us safer, more protected, and healthier. Nothing could be further from the truth. 10 plus hours of audio revealing that in ways never heard before, all in one place, with John Rappaport and RSB here on Vaccines Armed and Dangerous, all the things they don't want you to hear. Please click on that link at robertscottbell.com. Go there. The investment is minimal. It is life transforming. You can share it. You can play it. You can extraordinarily change your posture when dealing with those that are ignorant of these facts, including what Mike Adams revealed in the article I'm linking to today in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. In early 2010, a spike in cases appeared at Kaiser Permanente San Rafael, and it was soon determined to be an outbreak of whooping cough, the largest seen in California in more than 50 years. Now, this is where the news stories were reporting that it's all of these unvaccinated children, because all you crazy moms and dads out there who are daring to question the medical establishment, the orthodoxy in the Church of Biological Mysticism vaccine division or denomination. This researcher, Witt, had expected to see the illness center around unvaccinated kids, knowing they were more vulnerable, or thinking that they were more vulnerable should be more the case. But here's the quote. We started dissecting the data. What was very surprising was that the majority of cases were in fully vaccinated children. That's what started catching our attention, and it was reported here first on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The rest of the media was trying their level best to ignore it. Absolutely ignore it. The same article also admits that these vaccines have never, never been tested for long-term effectiveness. GSK, GlaxoSmithKline, has never, this is a quote now, never studied the duration of the vaccine's protection after the shot given to 4 to 6-year-olds, the spokesperson said.
Dr. Joel Ward at the Los Angeles Biomedical Research Institute said it's still important for parents to get their kids immunized, even though it doesn't provide lasting protection from the whooping cough. What? What did he say? The duration of the vaccine's protection. There is no protection because it's based on a falsehood, a lie, that simply having an antibody, however stimulated, would protect you from manifesting that disease. No, if anything, all it does is it alters the expression of that disease or drives it deeper into chronicity, autoimmunity, and cancer. But they are loath to admit that fact. So here are the bullet points from Mike Adams, very well stated. Whooping cough infections are more common among children already vaccinated against whooping cough than unvaccinated children. The whooping cough vaccines have never been tested for long-term safety or efficacy. The doctors are openly admitting that the vaccine doesn't provide lasting protection against the disease. But you'll note, with all of those things stated, doctors and government authorities are still mindlessly pushing the vaccine anyway. That's essentially like saying, as Mike Adams puts here, we know that these vaccines don't really work, but everybody should get vaccinated anyway. And the point there is making everybody equally sick so that they can say, hey, look, it's not happening, because you're not healthy enough to exhibit the symptoms of the disease, which are not the disease itself. It's the expression of it. It's the body trying to restore stasis, restore health, vitality, etc. No, this is the reason that I believe that the disaster in Fukushima in Japan has been expanded to take all the waste products, the nuclear waste and all these other things out of the area, all the radioactive materials, and they're burning it all over Japan. There can be only one explanation for that. It's much like vaccination. If we make everybody equally sick, nobody will notice that anything is wrong. If cancer rates go up in mass, they can't say it's because of the radiation from one area. They can't say it's because of the vaccination in one area, because everybody's vaccinated. There are no control groups. Oh, don't look at the Amish kids. Don't go to the Amish communities, and don't you dare look at them. Don't you dare start looking at all those parents that are not vaccinating their children to find out how healthy those kids are, and how, in fact, they're getting less whooping cough, not more, than their vaccinated counterpart children. You see how the game is played here? The massive dumbing down or weakening of the entire population, so in that way they can hide a vicious, horrible, destructive lie that vaccines prevent you from getting the illness or ailment for which the vaccine is named. Don't fall for it. Not here, not now, not ever, certainly never on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hey, we got a great rest of the show coming up. We got a great announcement from Josh and Anna Scurry from the Alive Foundation. Remember, June 29th and 30th in New York City, Times Square. Very exciting event. We'll talk about who they're going to honor. Oh, my gosh, it's a great announcement. I'm very excited about this. We got some tests and procedures that they're saying, don't do it. We're not going to do it. And they're saying, oh, that's rationing of health care. Well, I got news for you. Also, Chelsea from Mirando Farms is going to join us. We're going to talk about how to outreach to the community to teach people how to grow food wherever they are, even if they're in the inner city. Lots of cool stuff coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show, including five additional ways, in addition to some more that I'll release homeopathically to deal with depression. Be happy. Don't worry. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show, coming right back after this.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Innerfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Innerfood.com. That's Innerfood.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, Ph.D., founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed, natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
They're back. It seems to be the Alive Foundation week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but it's a mission. I mean, it's a passion, and I love what they're doing. Josh and Anna Scurry are back with a very special announcement as we expand the award show, acknowledging people who may or may not have been acknowledged outside of the small framework in which they've been helping perhaps hundreds of thousands or millions of people around the world, bringing the power to heal back to them. Josh and Anna Scurry, welcome back.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you. It's always good to be back.
Yes, we love the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, thank you. So what is this big announcement? Who are we going to say hooray for you?
Yeah, I'm really, really excited. I think I'm going to let Anna do this one because it's kind of just overwhelming me with joy and excitement of what we're about to say next. So Anna, I'll let you take it away.
Yes, so the big announcement that everybody's been waiting for is, I mean, the health world, I think, is going to go crazy over this, but Charlotte Gerson is being inducted into the Alive Hall of Fame. She is the first and she is the only. So not only is this event going to be historical, but her being the first inductee into this Hall of Fame is just going to make history for so many reasons. And there's no one better than her to go into this amazing honor.
That is sensational. Now, she's what, about 90 years old now?
She just turned 90, and I have to tell you a funny story about this.
Mm-hmm.
We've been discussing it for a while, and we decided to reach out, and there was just no one else that should go into the Hall of Fame. When I sent the email, it was completely by accident, and it came through on her birthday, her 90th birthday, and her party was titled The Fruits of Her Labor. And when her team called me the next day, they were in tears. She was at a loss for words. They were in tears because the day before her birthday, they were talking about how all of her work and everything that she's done for so many years has just not been recognized. And the world does not know what she's done. And if they wanted so badly to have an opportunity for her to be recognized on a global scale, and that email came in the next day.
Oh, that is so beautiful. Like I said, there have been people, if you've been in this natural products realm or if you've been listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show for many years, you probably know about a lot of the people that will be at this event. But Charlotte Gerson's been at it for so long, the Gerson Method Therapy, working and empowering people to overcome cancer and other serious issues. Outside of that realm, she's been attacked viciously by the medical establishment, governmental authorities as such. So to acknowledge and recognize it feels good because it is good and it is right. It's something that makes – it warms my heart, guys.
Yeah, and that's another thing, too, I just want to announce is that, you know, if there are people out there who've been touched by Charlotte Gerson, Jay Cordage, Mike Adams, Olivia Newton-John, and all the work that they're doing, I think we, you know, they deserve it, that we should be able to be there for them and support them at Alive New York, and to make sure that we do get our tickets and be there for them, because this is going to be a historical event. But also, these people really, really deserve from everything they've been through.
Yeah, even if you can't be at the event, at the very least, you owe it to them. We owe it to them to take part of this via the live stream, because if we don't show up and we don't do our part to recognize these people, then nothing will change. But if we do our part and say, you know what, I'm going to let our numbers speak together to show the powers that be, in a sense, who we support and why.
Very good point. We had Liam on yesterday. He was promoting the ticket sales because it is such a worthwhile event. The amount of people you'll be able to rub elbows with, ask questions to, just and enjoy an event never before in recorded history that we know of, acknowledging people that are actually doing good, not good for a pharmaceutical industrial complex, but good for the power of the people to heal, to know the truth and the facts, as Charlotte Gerson has done practically her whole life. And so to come to New York in person, if you're in the metro area up there, anywhere in the Northeast, New England, Middle Atlantic states, or from farther away, we're going to have people from all over. And if you can't make it, there's availability to get the live stream of this thing. And I'm learning, too, that I may be commenting during the live stream, so we're going to have kind of Robert Scott Bell Show influence happening throughout this event. This is very exciting.
Yes, we're really excited to have you commentating for the live stream, and hopefully Liam will have his headset on and answer any questions that are coming in from Twitter feeds, Facebook, people just sending their questions. So it's going to be really historical. And the people who can't make it to New York City, they're going to get a chance to see everything live, in effect, on their computer screen.
And to be able to interact still, we want to create it just where distance does not interfere with the information presented, the energy and the love and unity that's going to be a part of this event. So it doesn't matter where you are in the world, you're not that far away.
Well, exactly. And this is the thing that's bringing the world together. So all the best to you guys. And I'm so glad that we're able to get the word out here. And thank you so much for honoring Charlotte Gerson. And so many, we just heard that Dr. Nick, our good friend here, is also going to be, Dr. Nick Gonzalez, be
Dr.
a part
Dr.
of
Dr.
the
Nichols
program.
Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, we'll he's going to be there. And Suzanne Summers just tweeted us and said, you better not miss out on having Dr. Gonzalez there. So that was pretty exciting.
Oh, that is awesome. Well, we're all looking forward to get together there. And remember, tickets are on sale. All the links are up at robertscottbell.com, or you can go to alivenewyork.com. We've got all the links up. So please do take a moment to learn more about it. Make an investment for the future. It's all for charity as well, as we talked about. Everything's deductible for those that are doing that. And my goodness, Charlotte Gerson, man, the announcements just keep coming. I know we're going to have keep bringing them out week after week as this thing approaches.
We will.
Thanks, Rob.
All right. That's Josh and Anna Scurry from Alive New York, Alive Foundation. And we've got lots more happening on that front. Always glad to have them on board. Let's see, where do we go next? Big story, controversy all over the medical community of planet Earth right now. And Dr. Batar gave me a heads up on this yesterday, and I know we're going to cover it more at length for next Advanced Medicine Monday, but did you hear about this? Doctors seek an end to 5 cancer tests and treatments. Well, you'll be glad to know that Dr. Batar, Dr. Leonard Caldwell, Dr. C, Dr. Nick Gonzalez, all these great docs, they'll be there at the Alive Foundations event in New York City, and they know how to address cancer with none of those cancer tests or treatments. Leading Association of Cancer Physicians urged doctors to stop offering 5 common tests and treatments for cancer patients, a move that threatens to further inflame concerns about the rationing of medical care. There would be no need for rationing if there was health freedom. If there were doctors that were allowed to, and non-doctors alike, to really address cancer the way it needs to be addressed, that is through genuine prevention. And prevention, I'm sorry, is not detection. And some of those techniques that they want to stop using are, in fact, detection techniques like PET scans and CAT scans, CT scans, because the radiation that you give to the patient actually creates and causes the very cancer it's designed to detect. And they're not going to say that on the mainstream media sources. They're going to say, oh, this is about rationing. This is about Obamacare. See, I told you. Listen, this was going to happen with or without Obamacare because the medical monopoly is kaput. It's going down. People are leaving it, and they're having to pass more draconian laws and measures to keep you lined up and linked in. Now, I do know why that the partisan bickering between Republicans and Democrats, which is all just for show, to make you feel good, bad, or ugly, I don't know. I almost don't care. If you're trapped still in the Hegelian dialectic of, oh, it's all about Obamacare. Remember the good old days of Bush care? Oh, it was so wonderful then. Come on, man. We have got to dismantle the government medical complex and call for a separation, as I do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, of a separation of medicine and state. Once and for all, allow freedom to come back into the healing profession, which is not an art or a science anymore. It's a religion. Would you like freedom? Would you like the freedom to heal? Would you like the freedom to choose an herbalist, a homeopath, an acupuncturist, or this or that, whatever, and a medical doctor? We won't throw them away. They can still do their thing, just not as monopoly medicine men. As much as 30% of healthcare spending goes to procedures, tests, and hospital stays that do not improve a patient's health. In fact, if the hospitals go on strike, the health of the people goes up. Well, they didn't add that, but I did. According to a 2008 analysis by the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. So they want to improve healthcare. None of them are calling for freedom. You notice that? There's never freedom, right? All the continuity of government garbage that Bush and Obama did after 9/11, never about continuity of liberty. No, we don't want that. We just got to make sure the government's still here. Why? Why? To snuff out freedom, of course. Eight other medical specialty groups, from cardiologists to nephrologists to radiologists, are also identifying five tests or treatments from their own fields that are commonly ordered but do not benefit patients. It's part of the National Choosing Wisely campaign. I tell you, do we need a national Choosing Wisely campaign, or how about an individual Choosing Wisely campaign? Let's see. Radiation behind that door. Nutrition behind that door. I do the individual choosing here. Don't need the national choosing to happen. How about the nutritional door? Yeah, I'm taking that. Oh, you mean there's no nutritional door under Obamacare? You mean I don't get that door? Well, I'm going to make that door. I'm going to get my saw out. I'm going to cut a hole, and I'm going to make the door to go the nutritional door. You understand me? I am not accepting your definition of a medical box. The box is gone. There is no box, just as there is no spoon, a la The Matrix. We are moving back to liberty because they are desperately trying to prop up an untenable medical system that is medical slavery. Nothing they will do will salvage it. So it's time to get ready now. It's time to learn homeopathy. It's time to learn about the herbs. In fact, we're going to talk about five herbs that were listed on Natural News yesterday for depression. If all this makes you depressed, don't worry. Outside of the medical box, there's hope for you. There's solutions for you. And we're going to cover them as we do every day right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But after this, we're going to go back to the farm. Chelsea from Miranda Farms in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Big event coming up. I'll be there in Fort Lauderdale. All of my South Florida listeners, I hope to see you there as well to celebrate. We'll get to that and more after this on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free.
Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files and listen on your phone or personal computer. And when you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth!
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
One of the overriding themes here at the Robert Scott Bell Show is food freedom and farm freedom, and also the desire to let you all know how you can do it too, on the smallest scale to the largest scale. It might be a backyard windowsill, if your windowsill's in your backyard, you might want to pick it up, put it back in your window, but wherever, we want you to grow stuff. And it's very important to do that right now in the continuing the farm theme and the farm freedom theme. Chelsea Mirando drops by here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. She is with Mirando Farm. We're going to talk about that and more. In fact, there's an event coming up around the Earth Day festivities in the Fort Lauderdale area where I may even be there. We'll find out. Chelsea, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Robert. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you on board here. I'm excited that, you know, we can talk about the things that can get people excited about doing these things that you are doing and teaching other people to do on any scale, because we are desperately needing to get back in touch with our roots in agriculture and growing food.
Absolutely, we do. You know, at Mirando Farms, we're passionate about sharing our agriculture knowledge with others. And over at Mirando Farms, we also have hands-on interactive field trips that are educational and fun. We customize all different kinds of different programs from pre-K through adults. And the topics that we even include are Florida agriculture, organic growing methods, biofuels and composting, bee colonies and honey production, pest management, integrated pest management, hydroponics, aquacultures, drip irrigation, water conservation, all natural fertilizers, local and seasonal eatings, raised garden beds, animal interaction. All we want to do is get people off the couch and doing something that's healthy and a lot of fun.
Yes. Now tell me, Chelsea, were you born with this knowledge into a farming family, or is this something you had to come to later in life?
My husband was born into it. He's grown up on a farm his whole life, and I as well. My family has a long-lasting history. We actually own the auction house where all the farmers used to come and bring their goods and their animals out for auction. So as far as grass-fed beefs and pastured poultries. So that's where we come into play. They were really just hobbies of ours.
Okay. But the history there in the family is there. But is this something that is realistic for a city slicker to come out and learn? I mean, or is it just too much? I mean, what are you experiencing now? Because it seems to me that there is an awakening that even the city slicker is saying, maybe I ought to learn a little bit more about the soil here because something's up.
Well, the soil now, you can grow many different ways. You can grow through organic gardening by using Florida muck, which is something that Mirando Farms can provide, and even your extension office. And then there's other ways. You can do hydroponics through using a coconut medium and a fertilizer. There's endless ways you can do garden, pot gardens, or when I say using pots to grow food, container gardening, and aquaponics or aeroponics. So it is completely endless on how you want to be able to grow. Yes, Florida is known for their sandy, sandy soils. You can even do native garden plants, but herbs. So the possibilities are endless.
Well,
but there are always alternatives.
Chelsea, do you find now that I just make fun of the city slicker. I was grown up to be a city slicker and then got, later in life learned about the soil and organic gardening and such. But do you find that there is more interest than ever since you've been at this for some time in learning about these things to bring them back into people's homes and let's say, abilities to do these things themselves?
Well, I can go back to when we started actually making a living, which was back in 2009. My husband and I, we're both corporate Americans. He drove the Hummer. I drove the Mercedes. We had the fancy cars, the lavish lifestyle. And in an instant, within 6 months, we both lost our jobs. I had actually seen what was happening in the industry that we were in, which was construction. And my husband lost his job. I lost mine 6 months later. And I was actually working on my master's in agriculture sciences just to kind of get back to what it is, because I had no idea, and I thought, I'd have to go teach. But to bring it all back, it was the best thing that ever happened. We got back to nature. We got back to our grassroots, and we were able to figure out how we were going to make a living from here on out. It was a life-changing experience. But it was the best life-changing experience for both of us, for our family, for our children. And we're healthier people for doing this. I mean, yes, we did get caught up, even though they were just having a little garden in the back and teaching the kids. But to be able to make a living off of it, in retrospect, I mean, we knew that education was definitely the power to get people to change their views on food and where it comes from, and how important it is, and how little we all really know about where our food is coming from. Our goals were to educate the community and get to know your farmers and bring them back to life.
Mm.
We're losing that.
Yes. We're talking with Chelsea Mirando from Mirando Farms in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And Chelsea, you could have gone out into the country, but you're right in the heart of a major metropolitan area. Are you really able to grow organically in the midst of that?
Absolutely we are. And we grow so many different ways. So when you come to the farm, you actually get to see all the different ways organic gardening has its challenges, but yet it's so fulfilling. And it is not rocket science. You don't need a degree. You need a little bit of practice and a little bit of patience, and it's real. It's what everybody should know. You know, we have young kids who, we've got Brown schools and Miami-Dade and Palm Beach schools that come down for farm tours, and more than 50% of these children don't have a piece of fruit or a vegetable in their lunchbox. And when we started to see that, we thought, wow, are we headed for something that we had to conquer? We have to educate people and let them know how important seasonal eating is here in Florida. And we've got the most seasons to grow anything here in Florida. It's such a wonderful, wonderful state. So I'm proud. I'm proud that I am in the city and that people look to us to be able to grow food and we're able to support our local farmers because that does boost the economy. Mm-hmm. It does keep our money here in Florida. And our CSA, our Community Supported Agriculture program that we offer, is for 20 weeks. And we take all of our CSA members and we take them to the farms to meet the farmer and to understand his growing practices and how he grows. And to be able to bring that and educate more and more people. People started talking about it. It was our first year doing the CSA, and now we've got over 45 people on a waiting list for next year. And we are just so excited about even what next year is going to bring. So the community support is there.
Chelsea, the growth in the awareness, or let's say the interest, seems to be clear that it's happening based on this alone. Well, what about people outside of South Florida? Of course, we have a lot of listeners in South Florida. We have them all over the world, all over the United States. Are there similar programs happening around the country with these CSAs, farm tours, getting to know your local farmer? Because we got a lot of Earth Day events coming up around the country, including in your area, right at your farm. How can people plug into that if they're not in your area?
I understand, but almost every state of our great 50 states here or all over the country, this is how it works. This is how just the United States was built on agriculture alone. That was how our country was founded here and started. It's getting back to basics. It's finding out who your local farmers are. It's getting in touch with those people and being cooperative and helping and farming and getting involved. So, yeah, I mean, we can all go to the gym and work out for an hour a day or 7 hours a week, but you could also go to your local farm and you could also help that farmer out, whether it's picking weeds or harvesting or planting or watering or even starting it in your own backyard. And what you will benefit from that leaves me speechless because we're seeing it just in our little old town, Fort Lauderdale, and we are getting such tremendous support. So absolutely. Yes, the seasons here are different. South here, we have three growing seasons. When you're in northern areas, you have one growing season. But so many of our northern folks that come down here for the winter time are all involved in their cities, North Carolina, New York, Michigan. Everybody's got CSAs.
Chelsea.
They're a little more hard to find.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Is it something that you can do, like contacting your local like county extension service? Are they typically aware of organic farms in the area wherever people are?
Absolutely. Your local IFAS extension office or the local universities, they all have that information. Absolutely.
Great. Well, tell me about the upcoming event on your farm. I think I might be invited to speak there. I'm not sure, Chelsea. You'll have to confirm that right now on the air.
We really hope you can come and make it. Our new nonprofit, Broward County Community Outreach, BCCO, our goal is to build community gardens throughout Fort Lauderdale and Broward County parks and schools. And our first garden plot that we have been working with Broward County Parks and Rec. This is our first fundraiser, and BCCO is based on the belief that we can improve our community by teaching children and adults just a variety of life skills through hands-on gardening. Our projects are designed to cover crucial subjects like ecology and biology, science, math, health, nutrition, and community gardens just serve as a recreational activity that can enhance people's achievements, emotional well-being, address tough topics like childhood obesity and diabetes and malnutrition. And our organization will plant, maintain, harvest gardens under the guidance of us and training teachers and adults supported by BCCO.
So on Saturday, April 21st from 10 a.m.
April 21st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And this will be at the Mirando Farms. And the phone number for those of you who'd like to be part of it is 954-294-2331. 954-294-2331. If there are any local businesses that would like to donate or support the event, you're welcome to call as well. The website, MirandoFarms.com, is spelled M-A-R-A-N-D-O, Farms.com, and we've got links up to it in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It looks like, yes, we'll be there to eat organically, grow organically, celebrate Earth Day in a legitimate and practical way as we begin to access the information and spread the word so that everybody can tap into it, Chelsea. I really appreciate all your efforts there.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you getting the word out. We look forward to a great event. We've had such tremendous support. And there are just going to be an array of activities, from kids doing yoga to selling organic beers and face painting and giveaways, raffles. We've got our guest speakers, you, live music. So we are just really looking forward to everybody coming out, enjoying a gorgeous day in sunny South Florida and getting involved.
Absolutely. It's an organic celebration. If you're not in South Florida, find one where you are. Get to know your local farmers. Learn from them. This will be the difference between dependence and, let's say, food or drug slavery and independence and food freedom. And that's what we're all about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Chelsea Mirando, thank you so much for being here. We may be checking in with you for an update closer to the event. But once again, April 21st in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. All the links are up at the blog at robertscottbell.com.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you so much for having me.
Farm Day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It does make me happy. But in case you're not, there's an article recently posted on Natural News about five great herbs. This came out yesterday. Five great herbs for fighting depression naturally. So let's uplift you with a little happy herb talk to wrap up today's show. And grateful that you all are here. Stay with me. Say thanks to the sponsors. We're coming right back.
You're looking for FDA-approved radio. You're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I don't know if any of these herbs would really help with the farmer suicides in India, because I understand the depression there and the suicide rate related to the poisoning of the farmland and the destruction of the farmer is so devastating. But anybody dealing with different aspects of depression and want some semblance of relief without becoming addicted, without becoming homicidal or suicidal, we've got to look back to nature, do we not? And that's what we do here. Of course, we've done a number of shows on depression with many of my guests over the year here on Natural News Radio and over the many years of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Many archives available for download for absolutely nothing. So say thank you to my sponsors for helping make that possible. It, you know, makes me depressed when you don't say thanks to them. So please make me happy. Say thanks to them. No, the happiness we look for is some connection, a deeper connection. It's a spiritual issue, I know, but there are nutritional deficiencies and things that will facilitate the expression of an exacerbation of depression. How many big words did I just use? I'm sorry. Anyways, it was the big word segment. But I have five things to cover in addition to homeopathic sepia, which is often used for depression, the inky juice of the cuttlefish. This was featured on Natural News just yesterday. The author came out with this, Jonathan Benson, staff writer, talking about some options. And I was talking about this the other day with my wife. We were looking at, you know, we often help people out that come to us just casually and talk about things and say, hey, have you considered this? And one of them on the list, in fact, was Rhodiola rosea. And it is a perennial plant that grows in cold alpine regions of the Northern Hemisphere. Now, this is the interesting word you're going to hear repeatedly with a number of these natural herbal remedies. Adaptogen. These are adaptogens, because so much of what we're lacking, of course, nutritionally as such, is not enough. In other words, we need certain key nutrients and certain key herbs that work in a way that help us adapt to the environment, adapt to different things, adaptogenic herbs. We talked about, in fact, I had Stephen Rogers on. Remember, I met him at the Health Freedom Expo. He's with Shentrition. And I'm going to actually have him on my Sunday show for an extended interview. We did one here as well on the Robert Scott Bell Show on Natural News Radio. So you got to check that out with Shentrition. But adaptogens, very important. So the rhodiola, very interesting. Scientific studies, research conducted and compiled by Dr. Zakir Ramazanov, former Soviet soldier turned doctor, revealed that rhodiola rosea can be safely used to reduce recovery time after workouts, improve attention span and memory, improve physical fitness and performance, enhance psychomotor function, and alleviate depression and anxiety. And the link's right there in the show notes to the article, which links out further. Of course, the classic one everybody knows is Hypericum perforatum. Robert, what do you say? Hypericum perforatum? Yeah, that's the Latin name for St. John's wort. When we use it homeopathically, we use it more for nerve injury and nerve pain. But as an herb, it's often used for mild to moderate depression, right? They want to say it's not good. It's not good for severe depression. Well, there are a lot of problems in severe depression. But St. John's wort, when taken as a whole extract, has been shown to help naturally alleviate sleep disorders, promotes relaxation, boost energy levels in such a way that avoids the spikes and plunges typically associated with consumption of caffeine and other stimulants. So there you go. Look into St. John's wort if you haven't already. Now, Camu, right from the rainforests of South America. Camu, highest content of vitamin C in a botanical that is ever known. And it has adaptogenic properties again. Imagine that, normalizing bodily processes, during stress, relieving symptoms of depression. Camus. How cool is that? We talked about that at length with Amazon John Easterling. You can go back and listen to the archives there as well. I have a little bottle of his drops. They just taste sort of like citrusy, really concentrated citrusy taste, but very, very easy to do. How about ashwagandha? Let's go Ayurvedic, shall we? Ashwagandha, an Indian plant that has long been used in Ayurvedic medicine, containing, again, powerful, keyword, adaptogenic compounds. You know, a lot, I'm all into superfoods. You know that not all of them have combined certain adaptogens as well, so it's another good thing to consider. And it relieves symptoms of anxiety and depression, also known to help fight degenerative brain conditions like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. And yes, ashwagandha, available without a doctor's prescription in your local health food store. There are studies on it, including one published in the Journal of Phytomedicine back in 2000, finding that it works as well as or better than antidepressant drugs at relieving anxiety and treating depression symptoms. And it prevents stress-induced free radical damage without causing harmful side effects. How about that, Dick Durbin? Stick that in your turban. All right, maca. Oh, this is an interesting thing. Maca also is known as Peruvian ginseng, a root vegetable packed with amino acids, phytonutrients, vitamins, and minerals. And when you think amino acids, very interesting book, The Diet Cure and The Mood Cure, I think that's what it was, with Julia Ross had written about a lot of amino acids specific to brain and neurological and emotional function. So amino acids in maca, certainly helpful. Other herbs that we mentioned already, this one has been long used in traditional medicine to increase energy and stamina, enhance libido, and boost the immune, adrenal, and endocrine systems. Actually, in 2008, a published study in the journal Menopause, researchers found, you know, that's the bizarre too, that there's a journal called Menopause. That tells you how far we've come from natural menopause to the point where menopause has to have a medical journal talking about it like it's a disease. But anyway, that's what we're dealing with the West. Abandon ye all nature. Maca found to reduce anxiety and depression symptoms in women with menopause. By the way, sepia, great remedy for menopause as well. I mentioned homeopathic sepia, S-E-P-I-A. Then we go to 2006. There was a journal article published in BMC Complementary and Alternative Medicine where they found that maca clearly exhibits general antidepressant activity in all people when consumed. So before reaching for the Prozac, the selective serotonin reuptake inhibiting drugs that create suicidal and homicidal tendencies, why not go to your health food store, grab some herbs, grab some homeopathic medicines, and make a difference, a positive difference, without putting yourself or others at risk. And of course, the greatest thing you can do this week is to learn more about, as we head toward the Earth Day, the Earth Muffin activities. And the legitimate ones are teaching you how to care for yourself, how to feed your neighbors, friends, family, etc. Because stuff's going down. You got to know about it. That's why Mike Adams and I did those Be Prepared, Not Scared seminars about economic survival as well. So check that out. Of course, the vaccine seminar that John Rappaport and I did, all the things you need to know that they don't want you to hear, Armed and Dangerous Vaccines with John Rappaport. Click the link at robertscottbell.com. You'll see it. There's a banner on the top right-hand corner. It'll take you there. Get it. $20 off right now. We appreciate your support, and that way helps us keep putting out the good things that I know you like and want and need out there and want to share with everybody. So tell your friends, the Robert Scott Bell Show on every day, Monday through Friday here at Natural News Radio and Sundays on GCN. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. Give me a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Special thanks once again to Chelsea from Miranda Farms. We'll see you out there April 21st on Saturday Earth Day. And I'll be speaking at that event in Fort Lauderdale. Look forward to seeing you there. Also, a great thanks to the Son of a Farmer, Eric Herm, sonofafarmer.com, helping us all to learn how to heal through growing our own food. Why must we do that? Well, we'll be back tomorrow with the Healing Revolution. And as I say, the reason for all that we do here is because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
Scott Bell Show.